Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throhill, could you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth.
Earth.
And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Now, look, it is the day before Thanksgiving, so what we're going to do is family style, guys.
All right.
No callers, no outside listeners. Today, you three gentlemen will be competing against one another.
So they hung up.
Yeah, they hung up.
No, man, family style.
Okay. All right.
Don't ruin it, Miles.
I know. Oh, my God.
Family. Who invited the stepdad?
I know. He's the drunk uncle. So today...
All right, family style.
Today, you have your choice of one of three categories. We have interior decorating, where you guess the foreign object that ended up on the inside of someone. Animalize This, where you guess the animal responsible for causing the problem. And finally, License to Spill, where you guess the substance that made the mess. Miles, because you're the drunk uncle at this Thanksgiving table.
let's go animal.
All right, residents of a northern British Columbia community, they're trying to solve the mystery. Whoops, that is the wrong one.
Got it, Dan.
All right, here we go. All right, my bad.
What kind of animal is in my home?
All right, here we go. Well, funny you should say that, Ted. A man who suffered from diabetes and poor blood clotting died after he was scratched by his pet, which caused him to bleed out. Now, the scratch is on 55-year-old Dimitri Ukin's leg, were reportedly so severe that he died of blood loss. Now, the incident took place in Russia when Dimitri went to look for his pet after it ran away from home 2 days earlier. Well, apparently, he found the pet on the street and brought it home. I'm going to guess the pet did not want to be there because that same evening, it badly scratched his leg. Now, keep in mind, Dimitri's wife was away, so he called his neighbor and told his neighbor, "Hey, man, I'm dying." He couldn't stop the bleeding, then he called the medics. Well, a police source reportedly told local media that around 11 p.m., a man did call the equivalent of 911 to say that his friend was bleeding from his leg due to a torn vein. The doctors who arrived only confirmed the man's death, which the police received a telephone message about. Now, according to an unnamed neighbor who provided first aid to the man, he said the medical team took a long time to arrive. We can at least all agree that it took them too long to arrive. But the question is, what was the pet that killed this poor dude? Was it a raccoon? Was it a dog? Was it a wolf? Or was it a cat? It's a raccoon, dog, wolf, or cat. It's the Russian way.
I think he tried to bring the wild in, and I think it's a raccoon.
A raccoon?
Okay.
I think he brought in something wilder. It's Russia. It's a damn wolf.
It's a wolf.
I'm going to go cat. That makes the most sense.
I'm going cat.
Well, but based Russia, on Miles' experience with cats.
Exactly, just a Gomez in there.
Mike and I are just going with Russia. It's an animal.
What pet killed this guy? A raccoon, a dog, a wolf, or a cat? We'll find out next.
That was a tease.
99.9 KISW. We return to the men's room with Miles and Thrill.
Categories, analyze this on Profile This. We got a guy's pet in Russia, ran away from home. He did find his pet 2 days later.
Yes, he did.
He brought his pet home.
Yes, he did.
And while he was sleeping, it scratched him to death. Well, he bled out.
Yeah, he bled out.
Either way. Was it a raccoon, a dog, a wolf, or a cat?
And that is a question I pose to you, gentlemen. Let's start with the Ted Smith. You said it is Russia. So you just went all in.
Wolf.
Said a wolf. It was not a wolf.
Disappointed.
A little bit. Yeah. But I feel like it would have bitten him. Let's see. Mike, you went with the old raccoon.
No!
Because people insist on keeping raccoons as pets, which is stupid.
It's got a little mask.
Cat scratch fever, comrade. Come on.
And then Miles, based on, I'm assuming, on all of your prior experience with cats, you went cat, and you are correct.
Bam! Winner, winner, Thanksgiving dinner.
Miles hates cats.
This year it's a cat. Now for all TV news all the time, it's time for TV Time of 10.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box, the Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
All right, your choices today.
Okay.
You got Seth Meyers.
Mr. Meyers.
The Jimmies.
Fallon Kimmel.
Tomlinson.
Taylor.
Colbert.
Stephen.
Or Ted Smith.
Is it Ted or is it late night?
That's right, then the title. These guys have teams of talented writers help them come up with their monologues each and every night. It is up to you to determine. Is this an actual late night joke and from whom? Or could it be a V. Ted Smith original?
35% of Americans say turkey is their least favorite Thanksgiving Day food. I like turkey. Turkey's like the Aquaman of Thanksgiving. Might not be your favorite, but just like the Justice League isn't complete without him. Once again, the top food on the Thanksgiving list is the 10-milligram pot gummy you eat on your way to your in-law's house.
Colbert.
Yeah, Stephen Colbert.
Kimmel.
They did a survey. They found that 35% of Americans consider turkey to be their least favorite Thanksgiving dish, which, I don't know, I like. Turkey's kind of like the Aquaman of Thanksgiving. Might not be your favorite, but the Justice League isn't complete without him, right? Once again, at the top of the list, most popular Thanksgiving food is, you know, the 10-milligram pot gummy you eat in the car on the way to your in-law's house.
I disagree. Turkey's the Superman of the dinner. Again, it's still not your favorite. There's not a whole lot of people like, man, Superman's the best of the Justice League. Like,
okay, that's
no,
fair.
He's just
that's
in
fair.
The front.
Right, he has to be there.
Right.
ESPN on Monday Night Football became the first show to do a live on-air gender reveal. And because it's ESPN, the gender was Stephen A. Smith.
The Ted Smith.
The Ted Smith.
He's got another show.
He's going to be on NBA. Jesus.
That's one cousin I can't get away
from. You can't turn on that channel. Right. You cannot turn on that channel. He's there.
You can't get away from that cousin.
And he still thinks his last name is Smith.
Can you imagine that Thanksgiving table?
No.
I read the most popular time to eat Thanksgiving dinner is between 2 and 3 p.m., which is a polite way of telling your guests we would love you to get out of here as soon as possible.
Fallon.
Colbert.
Fallon.
I read that the most popular time to eat Thanksgiving dinner is between 2 and 3 p.m. Serving dinner at 2 p.m. is a polite way of telling your guests we'd love to get you out of here as soon as possible.
Also gives you time if you're driving to get back home.
Yes, yeah. This is true.
The average American man has three close friends, which if you're over the age of 30 are coworker, brother-in-law, and that guy at the gym. I think his name is Greg.
Colbert.
Myers.
According to a new survey, the average American man has three close friends, which if you're over 30 are coworker, brother-in-law, and that guy at the gym. I think his name's Greg.
All right. So I got some fun facts here about the Macy's Day Thanksgiving Parade.
Well, you watch that.
You know what? I won't watch it this year because my mom's not in town.
I was getting ready to say, man.
It's a mom thing.
If my mother were in town, it would be on.
Why do moms love bands so much?
But it's
marching bands.
It's the parade.
Oh, right. Just the whole thing.
I'm just saying, overall, I don't understand it. Back in the day, you know, they used to have that one at the smaller parade down here at the Macy's downtown on Friday. And I mean, I would get up. We go down there every year.
But, I can see the joy in your face.
Oh, it was great, Miles.
Remembering these wonderful times.
Right. Now, later in the evening when they lit the Christmas tree
more festive.
Right. I was all for that, right? Because then you've cooked some food. You know, you've had a couple beverages. That's a fun time. But she loved that parade, so we would get up and go down there.
It'll be on in my house tomorrow morning.
Does your wife like it?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Do you remember a local marching band from your area go?
Yeah, there's always like some local school.
Because it was a big deal. Like the high school marching band would go, and so
I mean that makes
a lot
cool.
of families would go to New York.
Sure,
and that was like you're going to New York.
That personalizes it for you.
And then of course you know you'd watch it all morning, and they never televised your band.
Right.
They were in the parade, but you never saw them.
No, it's just bad lip syncing of actual singers.
You saw Snoopy.
I'm sure there was, like, I went to a Catholic grade school, so I don't think, our band wasn't a marching band.
Right.
But, like, my brother had been in band. I think I was in band one year playing tuba. But, like, they were never on there. But I'm sure there was local schools that were. But, yeah, people love the parade.
I can't remember. It was, they were on television. They almost went every year because they were, like, one of those honored bands that won competitions. So it was the rival high school, and it was the Morgantown Mohegans. And so when they marched in the band, I think it was Lauer or somebody at the time.
All right.
I can't remember who it was. He's like, and coming up next, the Morgantown Mohegans from Morgantown, West Virginia. I think we know what side of the table they sat on.
Oh, no.
Oh, man. Damn.
That was the thing. I was just like, oh, God. Oh,
is
God.
Is it true that that band had one guy just kind of lag behind?
Wow. The last guy, one? The last guy?
That's a last of Mohegan's joke.
It's probably a flag person, right?
Speaking of the marching bands, Miles, marching bands have to apply more than 1 year in advance for a time spot.
I believe that.
Okay. Yeah.
Just because of how big of a deal it is.
Right.
There's got to be some sort of like paring down process. I don't know if they audition for it, you know, send them a tape or something like that.
Probably tape.
So it's like Valentine's at the Met.
Yeah. New York City might be a little rainy tomorrow, but the parade happens rain or shine. Strong winds can keep the balloon grounded like in 71 in 2019, but they say right now, winds seem okay. The balloon should be up.
Look, man, the only thing of interest to me in the parade are the balloons.
Yes.
And correct. I wouldn't even watch it for that, but when they do their highlights later, like, just show me that.
There's some new characters of the balloon lineup this year. Any idea who they are?
Are they popular?
They gotta be.
Like the new kid thing.
Right, they've gotta be newer characters, correct?
I'm guessing some wicked people.
So one of them is old school. It's just Minnie Mouse. She's all new for 24.
Okay.
She hasn't been on there, really.
Extraordinary Nora and the Elf on the Shelf.
The Elf. That's not going to give kids nightmares.
It's like a magical wolf with the Elf on the Shelf riding it.
Okay.
A magical wolf.
Just like I pictured it. Mm-hmm.
Well, it's an Extraordinary Nora. Gabby will be on there.
Gabby.
I feel like I know the name.
Small girl with a stuffed animal. I don't know.
I think it's a small girl with a big head.
And then Go-Gru.
Star Wars made
it.
Finally. Star Wars made
a
Baby Yoda.
That guy's from Star Wars?
Yeah, Grogu.
Baby Yoda. Mandalorian.
It's Baby Yoda.
No. This guy is like a human that's got muscles. G-O-K-U?
Goku.
That is Dragon Ball Z
is what that is.
Who cares?
Oh, Dragon Ball. Be fired up. Marshall from Paw Patrol.
Oh,
Why did I know Paw Patrol was going to be in there?
God. Oh, because they're making a movie, I think.
That's right. They are.
God,
now I'm bummed out no Grogu.
I know, man. For a minute there, I'm like, all right.
That's awesome.
Baby Yoda.
That's awesome. Finally.
How is he not on there now that we're thinking on it?
I mean, Bluey's in there.
Yeah.
Snoopy.
Grogu would be easy.
Ronald McDonald.
Okay.
Pillsbury Doughboy.
Poppin' Fresh. He has a name tag.
Yep. Smokey Bear. Stuart the Minion. There's a lot of stuff
nice.
In that voice.
Yeah. Okay, wait. They named the Minion. You could actually point that there's one and say three. That one's Stuart.
There's three main ones that had a name.
Yeah, there is.
Because there's a guy Kevin, with one eye. Yeah, there's like Kevin.
Stu.
Is it Stuart. Brian? I can't remember. But yeah, there's three that have a name.
I don't know.
Sounds like the Jonas Brothers.
Yeah, no kidding.
Before everybody gets upset, I know people got pissed at like John Legend a couple years ago. And they're like, he's such a good singer. Why is he lip syncing?
Oh, right.
They all lip sync.
Right.
Mariah Carey.
Right, doesn't matter.
All the people on the stage basically just do
their
act.
If they're on a parade float, they are lip syncing.
They don't take chances.
They don't. And I want to say the network is the one who says that. Like, look, well, there's no flubs, there's no mess up, nothing, right?
Correct.
Take care of it.
This will be a flawless show. Yes, you're great at doing what you do. This will be a flawless show.
Because of the parade, Macy's is reportedly the second largest consumer of helium in the world.
Okay.
Who's number one?
U.S. government.
Oh, that makes sense. Makes sense.
For what?
A lot of science-y stuff that no one cares about.
Okay.
Honest to God.
You think it'd be Chuck E. Cheese.
Up until 1939, the parade floats were pulled by horses.
Makes sense.
And now they're just tethered with people.
Right. The balloons.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right, the floats were pulled by the horses.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Right.
Don't forget. That makes sense.
Don't forget, too, also, when you talk about parades, another big parade on New Year's Day is the Rose Bowl Parade.
Yeah.
So the Rose Bowl Parade, they were trying to get people to move to Southern California and sell roses. Then after a couple of years, they were like, yeah, see, what if we have an exhibition with these college kids?
That's how it came about.
That's how the football game
no
came
kidding.
About. Yeah, the Rose Bowl parade predates the Rose Bowl itself.
Damn.
I know. All right, see, let's get out there with some adventure.
Let's do it.
Put on your leather helmets and throw that pigskin around, boys.
Let's see. Before the Macy's Day Parade, there was the annual Thanksgiving Ragamuffin Parade, where local children dressed up as beggars and asked adults on the street for pennies, candies, and apples.
I would do that.
Yeah, Macy's came along. And we're like, we'll just do a real parade. The first one attracted over 250,000 people.
Damn.
Well, it's so back in the day. Like, that stuff was mind-blowing.
Sure. Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know, you're sitting around riding horses and eating a pepperoni stick for dinner.
Milking your
cow. And then Miles,
you think they had pepperoni sticks back then?
But then Miles shows up and it's like, kids, tomorrow, floats, parades, balloons. That's how Miles talked about
it. Go grab all the money from all the people standing there for the parade.
This is also the 100th anniversary of the parade, the first one in 1924. Happened when store employees marched basically dressed in vibrant costumes. There was floats, bands, live animals borrowed from the zoo. It was originally Christmas theme and meant to celebrate basically the opening of the Christmas season at the flagship store.
Macy's okay. Is that old?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Holy cow, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what look, like most things in this country, that's what it comes down to. Macy's was like,
consumerism.
We need to sell stuff.
Yep.
Right?
Dude.
Yeah.
And that was the reason you went downtown to New York. Like, if you're coming in from out of town.
Oh, absolutely.
You go to Times Square, but you're going to Macy's.
Macy's or FAO Schwartz?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Is that even still around?
What's that?
FAO Schwartz. Is that even still around?
I would think at Times Square, they might
be in Times Square.
They might have a store.
Right.
Just because it's so iconic. But, I mean, I don't know that I ever saw an FAO Schwartz anywhere else. Like, when I was a kid, you had Toys R Us or KB Toys in the mall.
There was actually one down in Westlake. Permanently closed.
Oh, okay.
All right. Also, Thanksgiving weekend, a lot of sports on.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
All right. First of all, we know NFL standard, the two games.
Three.
Well, there's a standard two games. Then they've added the third one.
Right.
And the third one seems to be the only game that is a matchup you want to watch. Right? Because the Lions going to kick the crap out of whoever they're playing.
Right.
Then you have the Giants and the Cowboys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God.
The Lions and Bears.
Right. Oh, you know what? I take that back. That might be a decent game.
Mm-hmm. Might be.
But the main thing is the late night cap. You have what? The Dolphins.
Packers.
Dolphins, Packers. Both, like, Tua's back.
They'll figure
out
how good
they are.
That
should be a good game.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, again, I think it's great living on the West Coast. You get up, that first game's on at 9:30. I'll still be, you know, cooking butter, chopping onion, chopping celery, and getting that all in there. Then you have a lot of college football on. Some of your old traditional rivalries are not going to be there. But some of the new ones will start up. Like Saturday, you have Washington and Oregon. So it's no longer right. The Apple Cup to end the season. It's Washington, Oregon. You have your Mississippi States, all that stuff.
Also a Black Friday NFL game, Chiefs and
that's actually the Thursday
Vegas?
Night football game.
You know what? Miles, good call. I completely forgot to do one on Black Friday. I believe that's on Amazon.
Correct.
So you can watch
actually,
that.
I saw the advertisement for it last night, and it says, you know, Chiefs, Raiders. And I said out loud, that's not even a game. My wife looked at me and said, the Chiefs barely beat the Panthers. I was like, you know what? Good call.
And you know we'll watch it.
Yes.
Of course I'll watch it. It's NFL football.
And then Sunday morning, Seahawks people get up early. Seahawks are in New York taking on the mighty Jets.
Okay.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. You're listening to the Men's.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes of, a Crime House Original. Crimes of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains. Listen to and follow Crimes of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Room.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go. Japanese man says his hobby is breaking into homes, but not stealing anything. Meanwhile, doctors recommend taking a walk after dinner tomorrow to let your butt sing. Speaking of doctors, never good when one tells you your penis is dead. A woman gets DUI when around an airport runway she sped. And firefighters say pretzel from a house fire in Bothell. It's time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the head lines. Here's my car.
All right, our top story, we're going to Japan, where a man was arrested for trespassing. The 37-year-old was picked up by authorities who got the call from the property owner saying that the man was wandering around his garden uninvited. They arrived on the scene and arrested the man without incident, but it turns out that he wasn't there to steal or vandalize anything. No, no. He told authorities that trespassing is actually his hobby. He loves it. He says he loves the thrill of being in places that he's not supposed to be, and the excitement and anticipation as to whether he'll be caught or not, which is why he's been arrested and charged with trespassing not just once, no, not just twice, but 1,000 times.
Damn. It's like going in and wandering around.
He does. He
just like, it doesn't steal anything. It doesn't wreck anything. It doesn't.
Like, this is a nice house.
Right.
Yeah, what kind of TV they got?
Is it a word for that? Like a kleptomaniac that just steals to steal?
That's a good call.
Because like kleptos, I don't think always need the stuff they steal.
No, and it's not like they're fencing it. You just do it because you like, I'm going to try that with the cops. Like, I know I'm snorting cocaine.
But it's just because I like it.
It's a hobby. Just something I do, man.
It's not about getting high. It's just about whether or not I'll get caught.
Right. It's just the anticipation of getting really high.
Why did you break into this house? I like to watch Mike sleep.
No. He told police that the excitement of wondering if he'll be caught helps relieve his stress. However, that works.
Okay.
I just masturbate.
Yeah, I was going to say, man. A cigarette.
I can't get to bed. Why not make this happen?
Yeah.
Isn't that kind of like saying that going on a roller coaster or one of those drop rides just really, you know, calms you down?
Yeah, you know, it gets all my anxiety out when I'm screaming for my life.
Exactly. I suppose it's not the worst thing in the world. Like, I'm trying to wrap my head around, like, that's just Steve. He just shows up on my lawn from time to time because he wants to see if he'll get caught.
Right. I mean, look, I guess if you're going to have an illegal behavior, that is your hobby, that's probably the best one.
Correct. Harmless, creepy as hell.
Creepy, sure.
Right. And
so I like to explain myself to the ladies. Oh, I'm creepy, yeah, but I'm harmless.
Harmless, but creepy as hell. How you doing? In other news, there's an article from self.com that's capitalizing on a trend that really grew some legs in this last year. It's been mentioned more than once on this show, but couples have been taking this new trend by storm, taking themselves for a fart walk after dinner to relieve the stress of bloating and discomfort after a meal, and also using the time to spend together with their partner for some quiet alone time.
It's a good idea.
It's
you
great.
Know, baby, you've probably been in the house all day.
I love you so much.
You know what? It actually is very, very calming, especially, you know, during the summertime, the sun's coming down a little bit. Maybe you've got a bubbly drink, whatever it is. You're just walking around town. It's fun. You just, you know, catch up. Catch up with each other. But self.com is reminding all that Thanksgiving dinner would also be a great time to take advantage of the fart walk. It's the time of the year when we're consuming the most food and are celebrated for doing so. We've even moved beyond the theory of the tryptophan in turkey being the cause of everyone's sluggish demeanor after dinner and have realized that it's actually due to the food coma that we're putting ourselves into. So consider after dinner tomorrow taking yourself, your partner, your dog, the whole family to go out and let them fly before Thursday night kickoff.
Mm-hmm. Take the dog, get that over with.
Exactly.
Yeah. Actually, for a change, it won't be raining on Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Right. Take a joint. Just take a nice walk.
Exactly. Just go see the neighborhood.
You're buzzed already.
You're still flying on that 10 milligram gummy.
What if there's a bar open?
What if there's a bar open? Oh, no.
Well, some Thanksgivings, you never know. Free.
Oh, yeah.
The thing is, my dad's got upwards of 30 people in his house. If we all go and just descend on a bar, like...
Oh, he's got a bar open at his home.
Yeah, that's a fact.
You don't have to do anything.
Let's go to Tulsa, Oklahoma, where planes were delayed for a very, very stupid reason. Police got a call about an errant driver that had managed to get herself onto the runway of the local airport, driving around and blocking traffic on the tarmac. Crews moved in and got her pulled out of the vehicle to find out the unthinkable. What do you know? She was drunk at the time of the incident.
What? Whoa.
What's more is this is the second day that officers were called out to what take care hell? Of this drunk driver at the airport. We know this thanks to body cam footage that was released of the arrest, which has a wonderful scene that you can see.
Did
there.
You see her? Oh, she has no idea where she is.
No, she has no
absolutely
clue,
no clue what she's been doing.
She continues to tell officers that she did nothing wrong, that she doesn't remember driving onto the runway at all, and only had maybe 3 beers before going to the airport.
How big were your beers?
And drinking in the parking lot.
Oh.
I only have three beers, kind of, maybe.
Foster oil cans.
Before I got... Oh, no, is it really?
No, I don't know. What's the biggest beer you can buy in a single serving?
Golly, just getting loaded at the airport parking lot. She's now facing some serious charges, which I'm amazed that it took them this long.
Yeah, okay.
You know, driving on the tarmac of an airport isn't exactly
small community airport, so it's just people who have individual planes. So she's out there just driving around. It's not like it just got a terminal. She just drove on there and started, like, doing donuts and stuff.
Right. Not going to lie, man.
Family's trying to land a Cessna, and she's out there burning rubber.
Which would be fun. Like, not going to lie, I wouldn't mind just going out and tearing it up on a tarmac, but no.
Yeah, but Miles is right. What about the poor bastard in the Cessna? That, like, I need to land.
What are they doing down? I'm running out of fuel.
Right. This isn't fun anymore.
Can't pull up on those things like that.
Right.
Right. But just in case those stories up to bad taste in your mouth.
Thankfully, there's good news.
We stay right here at home and go to Bothell, Washington. Fire crews in the area responded to, what do you know, an actual fire that was threatening a local home. Crews arrived on the scene and started the process of putting the blaze out, but there was someone inside that needed rescue. They broke down the door and rushed in to rescue Pretzel.
Thank God they got Pretzel.
The young doodle dog that had become trapped inside the building during the fire. She was rescued from the home and taken to a local vet to be treated for injuries.
I was hoping it was a big Bavarian one with beer cheese. Get that!
Get that
a good
one.
Name for a dog, though.
Right, it's a Pretzel dog. Pretzel. Pretzel. Hell yeah, I love it.
What's up, Pretzel?
Men's Room Sports.
Don't be so salty, Pretzel.
Tonight you got NBA on ESPN, hockey on TNT, college hoops everywhere else, and the Kraken are hosting the Anaheim Ducks tonight at 7 p.m. on King 5 and Kong. What do you know? We're not going to be here tomorrow, so let me just lay it down for you. Thanksgiving football has the Bears and Lions at 9:30 a.m. 9:30 a.m. on CBS, Giants and Cowboys on Fox at 1:30, and then Dolphins and Packers at 5:20 on NBC. Friday has an NFL game snuck in there, as well as the Raiders and Chiefs are playing at Friday at noon. On Amazon, you've also got another Kraken game on at 12:30 against San Jose on Friday and 7 o'clock on Saturday over on Kong. As far as Sunday, your Seahawks going to New York to take on the Jets, the almighty Jets, for one more 10 a.m. game on Sunday, and that'll be on Fox. As far as your weather, things are cooling down, but we should have a lovely holiday break to look forward to. We can expect clouds to move in and out all weekend long with some scattered showers to be expected. Look out for mid-40s temperatures during the day, dropping down to the mid-30s at night, and that is it for your headlines with that. Happy Thanksgiving. Mike Hawk is out.
It's going over to somebody's house. Here's what you need to bring. Men's Room IPA and the bright yellow can. Have a great weekend.
Yes, indeed. It's all true. In the meantime, well, we be all about this bitch. So have yourself a very good Thanksgiving, and until next time, please do what you do best, and stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.